Chapter 3. Nuclear War Begins. The nuclear exchange initiated. Sequence of events. 50 Harbinger warheads launched. In the dimly lit Situation Room, President Catherine sits with a steely gaze fixed on the digital maps displayed before her. Cassandra, her closest advisor, stands by her side, the weight of the moment etched on her face. After hours of exhaustive debate and analysis, only silence hangs between them now. Cassandra. Madam President, the time has come to make the decision no one ever wanted to make. President Catherine, voice heavy with the burden of command. Have we truly exhausted every diplomatic channel? Is there no other way? Cassandra. We've tried everything. The peace talks have collapsed and our enemies are mobilizing. If we don't act, the cost will be even greater. These killing of 5,000 American soldiers have given them boldness to attack our nation, and the morale of our nation and men in the front lines are down if we do not act. President Catherine. The cost, Cassandra. We are talking about the lives of millions. This is not just a strategic move, it's a humanitarian disaster. Cassandra. I know, Madam President. But if we don't act, the disaster will be ours to suffer. Our nation's survival is at stake. President Catherine, taking a deep breath. Survival at what cost? Can we call it survival if we're reduced to using the Harbinger warheads? Cassandra, it's a grim reality, but a reality nonetheless. Our adversaries have left us with no choice. If we don't launch, they will at some point in future, with the death of our brave men. President Catherine, and what of the innocents? The children? Does the world not deserve one last chance at peace? Cassandra. We've given the world every chance. Now we must protect our people. It's the oath you swore when you took office. President Catherine's gaze drifts to the American flag in the corner of the room, its stars and stripes a silent testament to the nation she serves. She closes her eyes for a brief moment, the gravity of the situation pressing down upon her. President Catherine. Eyes reopening, resolved. God help us all. She nods ever so slightly to the military aide standing by. It's a subtle motion, but it seals the fate of millions. Military aide. Madam President, are you authorizing the launch? President Catherine whispers. Yes. Authorize the launch of the 50 Harbinger warheads. Cassandra, softly. History will remember this moment, Madam President. And they will remember your courage. As the aide turns to carry out the orders, President Catherine and Cassandra share a look of profound sorrow, mixed with the unspoken hope that this decision, as dark as it is, might somehow lead to a future where such choices are never faced again. This dialogue sets a somber tone for the pivotal moment where President Catherine makes the heart-wrenching decision to authorize a nuclear strike, capturing both the personal and global implications of such an action. Tension crackles through the air of the underground command center. The once unthinkable now looms over the world as a grim reality. The president, after a lengthy, agonizing pause, finally nods. It's a subtle motion, but it seals the fate of millions. God help us all, he whispers, authorizing the launch of the 50 Harbinger warheads. In the silo, military personnel enter the launch codes with trembling hands. The codes, a sequence of letters and numbers that hold the power of life and death, are verified thrice. There is no room for error, no second chances. The red lights of the command consoles cast an ominous glow on their faces. The war room is a hive of frantic activity. Officers bark orders, technicians confirm system checks, and the strategic map on the wall flickers with potential targets in Russia and China. The heavy weight of responsibility presses down on every soul present. Pre-launch checks, the commanding officer calls out. The room falls into a rehearsed rhythm. Targeting systems engage, the warheads are armed, and the missiles are primed. The mechanical symphony of war is in motion, every gear and circuit playing its part. The countdown begins. 10, 9, 8. Each number echoes through the command center, a somber countdown to devastation. 3, 2, 1. The launch button, once untouched, now bears the imprint of the officer's finger. With With a deafening roar that rumbles through the earth, the silo doors slide open. A burst of flame as the Harbinger missiles ignite, their engines propelling them skyward with terrifying force. They ascend, tearing through the atmosphere, leaving in their wake a trail of smoke visible for miles. The trajectory is precise, calculated down to the last decimal. The missiles arc over the horizon, their paths interwoven with the fate of the world. They breach the silence of space where no plea can reach them, no cry can alter their course. Back on the ground, the launch is met with a spectrum of human emotion. Soldiers silently pray, officers stiffen with resolve, and far away in unseen streets, panic spreads like wildfire. Sirens blare, but for many, there is nowhere to run. Russia and China, caught in the crosshairs of retaliation, scramble to respond. Interceptors are launched, a desperate bid to swat the harbingers of doom from the sky. The world holds its breath, waiting to see if the nightmare can be averted. News of the launch spreads like a shockwave. In capitals across the globe, leaders reach for their phones, for any line of communication that might undo what has been set in motion. It's a race against time, against the unthinkable. In Russia and China, citizens look to the sky, some with resignation, others with defiance. The final minutes tick by, each second an eternity. And then, across the world, eyes turn upward as streaks of fire signal the approach of destiny. The Harbinger warheads are no longer a distant threat. They are here, and the world will never be the same. In the somber aftermath of the nuclear exchange, the world is plunged into an eerie and horrifying silence. The immediate effects of the detonations are catastrophic, with millions of lives lost in the initial blasts, and countless more affected by the ensuing radiation and fallout. The global landscape is irrevocably altered, with major cities and strategic locations turned into irradiated ruins. Below are sequences of events that led to mad, mutual assured destruction. 1 minute past midnight, the first 50 Harbinger warheads from the Seraphim silos streak across the sky, their launch detected by early warning systems around the world. The decision to launch is met with disbelief and panic by global citizens who watch in horror as the reality of the situation unfolds. 2 minutes after U.S. launch, Russia's response is swift and devastating. The launch of 300 nuclear warheads from the Rodina silos is a direct retaliation, targeting not only the United States, but also its allies in the European Union, North and South America. The overwhelming response is a grim testament to the doctrine of mutual assured destruction, MAD. Within 8 minutes after U.S. launch, China enters the fray with 150 warheads aimed at the United States and its allies in Asia and Australia. The precision and speed of the launch add to the chaos, signaling that this is not an isolated incident, but a coordinated and comprehensive strike. Half an hour of silence. As the initial shockwaves subside, a haunting stillness descends upon the world. Those who are able to witness the aftermath are met with scenes of devastation that defy comprehension. The immediate areas surrounding the impact sites are obliterated, and the infrastructure that once supported life and civilization lies in shambles, chaos everywhere. The silence is soon broken by the sounds of emergency sirens, cries for help, and the clamor of survivors seeking safety and loved ones. Communication lines are down or overwhelmed, governments are crippled or in disarray, and social order breaks down as the reality of the situation sets in. The loss of life is immense, and the environmental damage is extensive, with fires raging uncontrollably and radioactive fallout beginning to spread. In the hours and days that follow, the full extent of the tragedy becomes apparent. The global political landscape is forever changed, with power structures collapsed and nations struggling to cope with the immediate needs of their populations. The long-term effects of the nuclear exchange, the radiation sickness, the ecological damage, the climate changes, will unfold over the coming years, defining the new reality for the survivors. This catastrophic event sets the stage for the post-apocalyptic world in which the novel, MAD Unleashed, The Cataclysm of World War III, Book 1, is set. The characters' journey through this devastated landscape, their struggle to survive, and their quest for hope and renewal are at the heart of the story. The nuclear exchange is the pivotal moment that reshapes humanity's future, and the novel explores the resilience and determination required to rebuild in the face of such monumental loss and destruction. Russia retaliates. 300 yet unknown secret weapon with hypersonic cable nuclear warheads launched by Russia towards European cities in the Americas. The world is still reeling from the sight of the Harbinger missiles clawing their way into the heavens when a chilling alert sounds across the global defense networks. 2 minutes have barely passed, a heartbeat in the timeline of nations when Russia retaliates. From the depths of the Rodina silos, hidden and spread across the vast expanse of the country, a new horror rises. Tense dialogue between President Mikhail Ivanov and General Viktor Sokolov as they prepare to launch their secret weapon in retaliation. President Mikhail Ivanov, General Sokolov, the Americans have crossed a line with their Harbinger strike. Our response must be swift and decisive. General Viktor Sokolov, Mr. President, all preparations are complete. The yet unknown project is at your command. President Mikhail Ivanov, the world as we know it is about to change, General. Are we certain there's no other way? General Viktor Sokolov, we have explored every diplomatic channel, sir. They've left us no choice. Retaliation is the only language they'll understand now. President Mikhail Ivanov, and the targets, are they confirmed? General Viktor Sokolov, yes, sir. European cities aligned with America and key locations on the American continent. The hypersonic cable nuclear warheads will reach them within minutes, undetectable until impact. President Mikhail Ivanov, innocence will suffer, Viktor. This is not just a military strike, it's a cataclysm. General Viktor Sokolov, it is a heavy burden, but our nation's survival is at stake. They have forced our hand. We must protect Russia's future. President Mikhail Ivanov pauses, takes a deep breath. The weight of this decision, it will haunt us forever. History will remember this day as the moment peace was shattered beyond repair. General Viktor Sokolov, we stand ready, Mr. President. Your order will be carried out with precision. President Mikhail Ivanov, resigned. Then let it be so. Launch the yet unknown. May God have mercy on us all. General Viktor Sokolov, by your command, initiating launch sequence. The room falls silent, save for the beeping of the launch console as coordinates are confirmed and the final keys turned. General Viktor Sokolov, launch sequence activated. Warheads are airborne. May they bring an end to this conflict. President Mikhail Ivanov, for the sake of our people, I pray you're right, General, for all our sakes. Europe and America, screens flash with the stark reality of an incoming barrage. 300 hypersonic warheads, their capabilities largely unknown and their speed unparalleled, are now cutting through the sky with merciless precision. The Russian launch is a display of raw power, a thunderous declaration that they will not stand idle. The warheads are not just numerous, but agile, engineered to outmaneuver the defenses that stand between them and their targets. They streak across the sky, faster than any missile defense system can track. They're multiple, independently targetable re-entry vehicles, MIRVs, destined for coordinates spread like a deadly constellation across the Western Hemisphere. In European capitals, alarms blare, echoing through the ancient streets. Governments enact long-rehearsed emergency protocols, urging their citizens to seek immediate shelter. The air is thick with fear and confusion as people scramble, knowing that time is a luxury they no longer possess. Across the Atlantic, the American continent braces for impact. From the bustling cities of the North to the vibrant towns of Central America and the diverse landscapes of Latin America, the threat is indiscriminate. The United States, which had unleashed the first salvo, now faces the grim reality of a counterstrike on a scale never before seen. In the war rooms, personnel are frozen, gripped by the magnitude of what is unfolding. The screens show a web of trajectories, each one a potential catastrophe, each one a story of what might have been. Despite the technological prowess of the American military, the hypersonic warheads slip through the radar nets, mocking the hubris of those who thought they could contain such power. Interceptor missiles, launched in a desperate attempt to blunt the assault, find themselves outpaced and outmaneuvered. As the warheads near their destinations, the world stands on the brink of devastation. The leaders who had gambled with the fate of humanity now watched the consequences unfold, helpless to stop the tide they had set in motion. And as the first reports come in of hypersonic impacts in remote corners of Europe, the reality sets in. This is no longer a show of force or a strategic move in the great game of nations. This is war, unleashed and uncontrollable, where the only certainty is destruction. China retaliates. As the world grapples with the unfolding catastrophe, the Long March bunkers, shrouded in secrecy within the heart of China, come to life. A mere 8 minutes after the America's Harbinger launch, the ground trembles with the raw power of another fearsome retaliation. The Chinese have entered the fray, unleashing 150 hypersonic nuclear warheads, each one a harbinger of death and destruction. Certainly, here's a dialogue that captures the gravity of the Chinese retaliation. President Zhang Yuchen: "General Feng, the Americans have launched their harbingers. The die is cast, and the world watches. What is the status of the Long March bunkers?" General Wei Feng: "Mr. President, our forces are on standby. The 150 hypersonic nuclear warheads are primed. We can reach all designated targets within minutes." President Zhang Yuchen: "This is a somber day, General. The consequences of this action will echo through history. Are you certain our defenses are secure?" General Wei Feng: "Our homeland security is at maximum readiness. But the offensive, it is a severe response. Are we resolved to walk this path?" President Zhang Yuchen: "Resolution is a luxury afforded before conflict. We are now in the realm of necessity. The American aggression cannot go unanswered. They threaten not just us, but the balance of global power." General Wei Feng: "Indeed, Mr. President. Our targets include American bases, their allies in Japan, Australia, and across Asia. This retaliation will send a clear message." President Zhang Yuchen: "And the innocent lives, the civilians at these sites?" General Wei Feng: "Collateral damage is, unfortunately, a grim reality of war. Every effort has been made to minimize it, but the primary objective is to neutralize the threat." President Zhang Yuchen, with a heavy heart: "Then it is with a grave heart that I give the order. Launch the warheads. Let it be known that China stands strong against any who threaten her sovereignty." General Wei Feng: "As you command, Mr. President." Initiating launch sequence. A series of commands are exchanged, and the weight of the moment settles over the room. General Wei Feng: "Launch sequence complete. The warheads are en route." President Zhang Yuchen: "May history remember that we did not choose this war, but neither did we shy away from it. For the peace and security of our nation, we act." General Wei Feng: "Peace through strength. China will endure." The Long March bunkers, named for their enduring strength and the symbol of resilience, now serve a darker purpose. The heavy steel doors, engineered to withstand the worst of humanity's fears, swing open. From within these fortified depths, the missiles emerge, carried aloft on pillars of fire and fury. The launch sequence is a masterclass in precision and technological prowess. Chinese military personnel execute their orders with a chilling efficiency, their faces set in grim determination. As the hypersonic warheads ascend, they quickly breach the atmosphere, their sleek forms designed for speed and evasion, making them nearly impossible to intercept. The warheads, each equipped with multiple independently targetable re-entry vehicles, MIRVs, fan out across the sky. Their targets, a list of allies that have stood with America, including Japan, Australia, and key strategic points across Asia. The message is clear: no one allied with the aggressor is safe. In Japan, the iconic Mount Fuji stands silent against a backdrop of chaos. Warning systems blare across the country, from the neon-lit streets of Tokyo to the tranquil gardens of Kyoto. The Japanese, long prepared for natural disasters, now face a man-made calamity of unprecedented scale. Australia, the land down under, finds itself looking up as the sky betrays them. The vast outback, the bustling cities along the coast, all are under threat. Australians, far from the historical theaters of war, now find the front lines have come to them. Across Asia, American bases and allies enter a state of lockdown. Soldiers don their gear, civilians seek shelter, and leaders make desperate calls for ceasefires. their voices lost in the cacophony of impending doom. The devastation that follows is beyond imagination. The hypersonic warheads, arriving with terrifying speed, leave little chance for evasion or response. The impacts are like the hammer of gods, unleashing energy that sears, flattens, and annihilates with a ferocity that nature itself cannot match. Cities that stood as testaments to human achievement are reduced to ash. Landscapes that have cradled civilizations are scarred beyond recognition. The loss of life is staggering, a toll that will echo through the annals of history as the moment the world changed. The devastation is not just physical. The fabric of humanity, the bonds that connect nations and peoples, are torn asunder. Trust is obliterated, hope is extinguished, and the future, once bright with promise, now lies under the shadow of a mushroom cloud. As the dust begins to settle, and the scale of the destruction becomes apparent, the world is left to confront a stark new reality. The age of hypersonic nuclear war has dawned, and with it, an era of devastation unimaginable in human history.